We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Before we get started, just like last week, I wanted to do one quick plug. I have a few live shows coming up in the DeMont Theater at Second City on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. It starts Saturday, March 12th, and ends on Saturday, April 2nd. So if you have four chances to check out this show, it's called All By Myself. It's a three-person, one-man show with myself, Rob Grabowski, and Laura Marsh, all of which who have been on the podcast before. Also, I just finished a cartoon called Why Cats Show You Their Buttholes. It got like 2,000 views in a day, so it can't be awful. I shared that on our Try This Podcast Facebook page, so check that out. Okay, I'm done with plugs. This week's guest is David Schwartzbaum. He's been on the podcast before, and he's one of my best friends. Love this guy. David and I decided that the one thing that we haven't really discussed on the podcast is religion. Goo! Don't worry, it's not scary. David is Jewish and I'm atheist, so I thought it would be interesting for him to tell me about his religion and we discuss it. Now, disclaimer, neither of us are experts on either topic. It's just a fun conversation. We make some jokes about religion, but it's all in good faith. See what I did there? Okay, the jokes in the podcast are better. Okay, so let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jews to Gentiles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jews to Gentiles, a podcast where a Jewish person explains Jewish culture and religion to a non-Jewish person. I am David Schwartzbaum, as you can guess, probably the Jew.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And I'm Robert Bacon, obviously the not Jew.
Yes, because bacon is not kosher, according to halacha.
I feel like this is a good podcast because I am probably the exact opposite of a Jewish person. Would you say that?
What, because you're blonde-haired and blue-eyed?
No, because there's blonde Jews.
Yeah.
I'm just a giant, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Swedish person with the last name of a pork product.
Yes, that is very true, and pork is definitely not okay in the Jewish religion.
Cool. So the whole point of this podcast is also to help explain things, mm-hmm. some religious things to people about your culture.
Yeah.
That they might not know. And I'm an atheist,
yeah.
So I mostly know about Christianity.
Sure.
Because that's how I grew up in that.
I'm sorry
and
for
how, you. Oh, God, it's... No, you know, I'm not going to put down anything.
Yeah, why would we put anything down?
I'm not going to put anything down. Not for me. To get us started, I know that there are a ton of Jewish holidays. I don't know about any of them. I like don't know how any of them work. I don't understand them. Can you explain some of them, maybe starting from one that's like not very important, like a least important one, moving our way up?
Okay, so you want to start with kind of not that important.
Yeah, what's kind of not that important?
In a couple weeks, there is a holiday happening called Tu Bishvat, which nobody knows about.
Cool. Wait, so this is every other week there's a Jewish holiday I know.
Basically, yeah, once a month probably. We like to celebrate and eat. So there's if you want to talk about least important, Tu Bishvat is coming up, and it is a holiday for the trees. It is the birthday of the trees.
They already have Tree Day.
Yeah.
Well, that's Arbor Day.
This was the prelude to Tree Day.
Okay.
And so what you do is, in ancient times, you had to wait a certain number of years.
How long is ancient times?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say probably like 1,000 years ago. That's not ancient.
No.
But 1,000 years ago, probably.
1,000 years ago.
1,000 years ago.
Okay.
So 1,000 years ago, they would have to wait a certain amount of years to eat the fruit from a tree. And so they would use Tu Bishvat as the measuring stick of being like, it's been one Tu Bishvat, it's been two Tu Bishvats, it's been three Tu Bishvats, now we can fucking eat these apples.
They knew about years, right?
Yeah, they knew about years.
Like,
it was
the year 1,000, so.
But yeah. But
instead of saying, it's just 2 years for this tree.
It was Tu Bishvat. And it's a great, and it's a way to be like, thank you, God, for harvest and life and trees. And I just want to say also, for the record, I'm not any sort of Jewish expert. I'm simply a Jewish man who been to Jewish day school, read a lot of books.
Yeah, I'm no way an atheist expert.
Yeah.
I just read a lot of books.
Yeah, so, you know, if you read some books, you're an expert. But so I would say when we're talking about the least important thing, Tu B'Shvat is really at the top.
That
of
is the, yeah, I'd say that's the Arbor Day. That's the Arbor Day.
That's exactly right. It's the Arbor Day of the Jewish days.
I mean, I like the premise.
Yeah.
I like the idea
environmentalism, baby.
Yeah, you like trees. Thanks for the trees, God.
Yeah.
We're going to count it funny.
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys use? Does anybody do anything?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Moving on. A little bit better holiday than that one, though.
A little bit better holiday than that. All
but
right.
Not the biggest.
Let's go with Purim.
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 Hey. They got... See me pouring. Come on.
Purim. Yeah. M at the end.
By Limp Bizkit.
No, that's close, but not exactly. So
Limp Bizkit's Jewish, right?
What? Limp Bizkit, the whole group, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the individual members aren't Jewish, but the band is Jewish. So that's how that works.
Like whenever they're all together and it's Saturday, exactly. They have to go to temple.
That's exactly right.
Right?
Limp Bizkit is Jewish, but not the members of
Fred
the group.
Fred Durst is not that guy with the blacked out eyes.
Jewish. Wes was his name.
Anderson. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, so what's Purim?
So Purim is about a man named Haman who wants to destroy the Jewish people, and then...
Uh-oh.
You getting excited?
No, I'm just... How many people in history want to destroy the Jewish people?
Everyone wants to destroy the Jewish people.
Can you guys take a hint?
So what happens in Purim is there's this dumb king named Ahasuerus, and he's the king of Persia, and Haman was his second in command, and he rides through the town, and Mordechai, who's this Jewish guy, doesn't bow down to Haman, because Mordechai says, I don't bow down to anybody except my God, and Haman gets pissed off about that. So he goes and he convinces Ahasuerus, and this is a quicker version, to kill all the Jews. And
whoa, just because one guy did it?
Just because one guy pissed him off. One guy defied his authority. And at the same time, Ahasuerus kills his wife because his wife wouldn't dance naked at a party, at an orgy. So...
Wait, would she dance?
What? She wouldn't dance naked. She wouldn't come out. She didn't want to dance naked.
Oh, so she just wouldn't... So she wouldn't come out clothed dancing.
Right, she wouldn't come out. She
it
didn't
was
want
the
to
naked,
come outside.
Okay, it was just coming out.
Right, so he killed her. So Ahasuerus needed a new wife, okay? So
because he just killed one?
Because he just killed one.
Okay.
Right? So he sends out like a big thing, like Cinderella, to find his new wife.
Like Cinderella?
You
with
know,
the
like,
shoes?
Well, like the king goes out and Esther winds up winning. And Esther is Mordechai's niece, okay? And they live together. She's a Jew. And Ahasuerus doesn't know that she's a Jew. So then she hears, they hear about Haman's plan to kill all the Jews. And she defies the, like, kingly way, barges her way into the royal chambers, and is like, this man is trying to kill me. And Haman, he's trying to kill me. And then Ahasuerus, here's where it gets really fucked up. You ready?
Yeah.
And this is in the story. The king kills Haman, his wife, and all his children.
Oh, my God.
To make sure that, like, none of his lineage will continue. And then, because Ahasuerus set up a day where the king, where all the Jews would be caught and then hanged, you cannot... undo a king's decree.
Yeah.
So he couldn't be like, we can't do it. So instead what he did is he signed another decree that allowed the Jews to fight back if anyone tried to fight them.
Oh my God.
Some people, and I'm not 100% sure, but from what I understand, some people then say that the royal army then armed the Jews and were basically like, if you go after, you can either not go after the Jews, but if you do, the Jews are packing.
Okay.
And then it was like a big, and then the Jews survived. So how do we celebrate that holiday? We dress up in costumes and get real drunk.
Oh, man. What kind of costumes?
Anything we want.
Is that a historically accurate story?
I don't know.
You do.
And I mean, it's a new holiday. It's one of the newer ones that came.
Wait, it's a new one?
Well, new as in it happened during the Babylonian, the actual Babylonian Empire.
Hey, David. I found another old store. We could have another holiday.
Oh, thank God. We don't have anything in November.
Let's get drunk and dress up like idiots. We already have that. That's Halloween.
I wanted.
This is my Jew voice.
Yeah. I wanna.
That's pretty bad.
No, I have one, but it's offensive.
Oh, yeah? Can I do my offensive Jew voice?
Do your
because I'm Jewish, I can do it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Bacon! Let's do another holiday, shall we?
Okay, let's go.
Oh, that's good.
It's good. Mine's different than yours.
Yeah, I like that. It's different.
Yeah, mine's like it's dry in here. And I'm cold. Why am I always cold?
And mine's like, what am I going to get? Any more pastrami on this sandwich? This is ridiculous.
Settle down. They're all out of pastrami.
What? All out of pastrami.
Oh, screaming.
So that's Purim.
Okay. Yeah. Let's move up. Let's move just to the second biggest then. So what's the second biggest Jew day?
The second biggest Jew day would probably be Passover.
Cool. What happened in Passover? That's the shorter, because that last one was real long.
Sorry, it's the Exodus from Egypt. It's the 10 plagues. It's the splitting of the Red Sea. And so what we do is we have a big dinner, and we don't eat any bread, and we eat matzah instead of bread, and we sing songs.
Hold on, go back. Why?
Because we didn't have enough time to make bread when we were leaving Egypt because we were scared Pharaoh was going to change his mind. So we didn't have time for the bread to rise.
Yeah.
So in honor of that, we eat this flat, disgusting cracker called matzah.
You know, I think that's... I'm going to say that one's silly.
That one's silly?
Yeah, because it's like, hey, this one time a really long time ago, we didn't have time to do something. So now, like, we always do that. That'd be like, hey, me and my parents would always go on a camping trip, but we, like, had to pack real quick one year. And my dad forgot ice. So, like, now we never bring ice on these trips.
I gotta tell you, that's basically the entire Jewish religion.
That's silly.
It's experiential. We are doing what our ancestors did.
No,
we are
not
remembering what they did.
But you're not, because you're not making it. You go out and you buy it.
Well, we could make it, but yeah. Jews don't make it.
And you're driving around in cars and stuff. So so that's it. What else do you guys do? You eat the bread.
So we don't eat anything unleavened. We don't eat anything leavened. So no.
What's leavened?
Leavened is like no bread, no yeast, no wheat.
So no beers?
No beers.
But you could drink other things.
Only potato, vodka, and wine.
What? What about?
No grains.
Oh, okay.
Some tequilas.
So that's just a dietary restriction.
Basically,
this holiday.
For 8 days, yeah.
8 days of diet? It's like Lent, I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
Ugh. Do you know the thing in Christianity, the eating fish on Fridays garbage? That only came up because at the time the Catholic Church had like a monopoly on the fish markets, and it was a way to sell more fish for them. And now that's one thing that's just like stuck throughout the thing. I found it fascinating that a lot of religion is based on like your dietary restrictions.
Yeah.
Which I guess yours is like if you're just honoring something, I get that. But I find it really weird that if there is a God, he would care so much about what you eat.
Well, you know, and you're talking about Jewish people. You know, we've got kosher. It's very specific.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know, I mean, fish need to have fins and scales or else you can't eat it. And birds, he just lists birds and everything else he can't eat. He's just, these are birds you can eat. Sorry.
All right, so there's that. How do you like that one? How do you like Passover?
I like Passover.
Yeah?
Because we have to retell the whole story, and so you get together with your family, and you retell the story. And
every year?
Every year, and you retell the same story.
Ugh.
So you retell the whole thing, all the 10 plagues, and you do all these songs about the 10 plagues. And
songs about the 10 plagues?
Yeah.
All right, so you like that one. All right, what's the biggest Jew one? I think I know what that is.
Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
Oh, that one's the biggest one?
Yeah.
Why is that Hanukkah?
Everyone
not in
thinks
there?
Hanukkah is popular. Hanukkah,
because it's around ours.
Hanukkah is the least important of all the Jewish holidays.
The least?
Probably the least, if not close to the
what about the tree
bottom.
One that you just said?
The tree one is below Hanukkah.
I don't think anyone has songs about the tree
one. But then there's fasts that, like, Tisha B'Av, which you've never heard of, is probably higher up than Hanukkah.
Okay. Anyway, all right, so what's the biggest one you said?
Yom Kippur. It's the Day of Atonement. We fast for 26 and a half hours. We take no physical pleasures during that time. So if you're really... So if you're really religious,
no physical pleasures.
Like if you're really religious, you don't put on deodorant, you don't brush your teeth, you wear humble clothes, and you basically sit in temple.
So you
all
do this
day.
All year.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Zing.
Yeah.
All right, so go on. Sorry, you're so talking very fast. It's very difficult to chime in with jokes.
So you sit in temple all day, basically, and pray. And the prayers are, like, intense. Like, most Jewish prayers are like, we love God, thank you, God. But Yom Kippur is like, we've sinned by lying. And we hit ourselves. We hit our chest. We go, we've sinned by lying. And we've sinned by using bad words. And we hit ourselves and pray for forgiveness. And Jews don't.
That sounds very Christian.
It's very Christian, and it's a biblical holiday. So this was made before Christianity, you know? And the Jews never bow. Like, they never get on their knees. That's, like, a big thing. Like, and only at Yom Kippur, one time, we actually prostrate ourselves. We fall to the ground and, like, pray to God to relieve us all of our sins.
Wow. This God cares a lot about what you do.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty great guy.
Yeah. Oh, man. If I was an omnipresent, all-knowing, all-powerful being, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, you'd be too busy looking at ladies showering.
No, you wouldn't even care. That kind of stuff wouldn't be cool to you.
That's
a very human thing.
Yeah.
Wait, so I just want to go back to the physical pleasures.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't even, like, if your arm hurts, can you rub your arm? Oh, man, I slept on my arm. Like, if you woke up on Yom Kippur and your arm was asleep...
What would you do? You could rub your arm.
Okay. But so there's no masturbation, there's no sex.
Yeah, no masturbation, no
I
sex.
I guess there's no masturbation anytime, technically. You're not supposed to.
Technically, yeah, you're wasting seed, unless your partner's into it.
Okay, but so you could have mental pleasures. You can watch a movie.
Not really. You're really supposed to not use any electronics either. You're not supposed to kindle a light just like Shabbat.
Okay. Why no electronics, even though this came before before we harnessed the power of electricity?
Because we're not supposed to do any work, and we're not supposed to kindle a light, is the phrase. And when you turn on electricity, you are theoretically kindling a light.
Oh, God. Okay. Can you light a cigarette?
No.
I guess it's a physical pleasure. Can you light? You can't light anything.
No.
Walking around at night bumping into things.
Correct. Yes, that's right.
Really? Do you do that? Do you not turn on lights?
I turn on lights.
Yeah.
In fact, like, on Shabbat, you can't carry anything because that's considered work.
All right, that seems like some Jewish kid made that up to get out of P.E.
We're not very good at P.E.
Oh, sorry. It's another Jewish holiday. I got to, I can't kick anything, so I'm out of kickball today.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's on the holidays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's go on to customs.
Yeah.
What's something that you don't think that, like, I would know about a Jewish custom or a Jewish, like, practice or, you know?
I would say, I think I got it. People don't understand Shabbat, the Sabbath, on Friday night to Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's a big
thing.
Because
that's when Friday Night Lights is.
Right. People don't realize, like, religious Jews do nothing on that day. Like, talking about the work.
Yeah.
That means 24 hours a week, they shut off all electronics. They... basically disconnect from the world and rest. It's a day of rest.
Friday night to
Friday
Saturday
night. To Saturday night.
And is this why a lot of Jewish kids aren't good at high school football?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Because they can't play. Like, if you go to, they wouldn't be able to have games at night.
Nope.
I guess you just have games that afternoon.
Actually, my old Jewish private school had an article because they play tackle football now in a Jewish tackle football league. And the article was called Saturday Night Lights. Because they play on Saturday nights.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Why not? Yeah, do that when all the college games are playing. Why not do it on Sunday? So, okay, why is this important?
It's important because when, in the story, when God created the world, he rested on the seventh day, right?
Yep.
And the whole...
Which was Wednesday.
No, it was a Saturday. It was Shabbat. And the whole premise of Jewish life and the reason we do all these customs is to become more godly. Mm-hmm. And so the way to become more godly is on the seventh day as well to rest.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
Why would God need to rest?
Because, man, he just created a whole universe. He's tired.
Yeah, but he's God. He doesn't get tired.
He could make himself tired.
Why would he do that?
Right? He could be like, oh, man, it's been 6 days and I feel really good. It'd be nice to be kind of tired.
I feel like he always feels nice. He's God.
Yeah, but then he could make himself feel tired, couldn't he?
Technically, he could.
See?
If he wants
so
to.
I don't see what the problem is. You know what a kid said to me once?
Oh, God.
A kid.
Stay away from me.
A Jewish kid said to me once, what if God rested on the seventh day and it's still the seventh day right now and God's still resting?
Oh.
And that's why all these bad things are happening.
Oh, okay. So and God's not... it's not that he doesn't care. He's just lazy.
He's just taking a long break.
God's a stoner in this thing.
Yeah, he's just taking a break.
Okay, so that's why you feel like... So you need to mimic God?
Yeah. I mean, that's basically a big reason Jews do a lot of things. Yeah.
All right. I guess that's fine. How many times do you... And you don't practice this?
No.
Maybe once a year you give it a shot?
Yeah, something like that. I light candles every Friday night.
Every Friday night you like candles?
Every Friday night I like candles.
So you just dip your toe into the...
You're like,
hey, God, I'm not doing what you asked, but I'll do part. I'll do the candles.
That's exactly right.
You're like the kid. You're like, hey, David, go clean your room. And I walk in to see if you're cleaning your room, and you've, like, made your bed.
Yeah.
But everything else is dirty.
That's very accurate, actually. Okay. I try on the jackets, but I never buy anything, you know?
Okay. One of the last things that I think we should know, I'm actually going to ask you about, because it comes up a lot, is, since the name of the podcast is Jew to Gentile, a Jewish person getting married to a Gentile.
Oh, boy.
Now, this happens all the time, and I think it should.
Yeah.
I'm 100% for it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you can put that aside, you're not super... religious.
Yeah, right.
You just said to yourself, you just light the candles, you just make the bed when God tells you to clean your room.
Yeah.
But would you get married to a Gentile? And I'm saying this to David on a knee with a ring open. Would you, yes or no?
No?
Yes or no, David?
No.
Oh, man. Now, is that because of your parents? Because of parent guilt? Why? Why, David? Why are we not good enough for you?
It's not that you're not good enough. It's not you. It's me. You know.
Oh God! Shut up.
There's definitely a parental and an ancestral guilt to it. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I would say that Judaism, the religion and the culture, is so specific and so strange and so ingrained as part of me and my identity.
Yeah.
And it is much easier to connect with somebody who understands that part of me and that part of my identity.
And that's the best explanation you can give.
Hey!
Also, I mean, I'll be honest. Racist. I feel like it's easier if I married another atheist or...
Right.
I find it's easier. You kind of connect. And I understand why Christians marry Christians and stuff like that. But if, like, I can marry a girl who's, like, you know, Lutheran or whatever, who's just not super Lutheran, who doesn't, like, goes to, you know, is, like, makes me go to church or something.
Right.
Like, I'm fine with that. I could marry somebody who believed in God.
Right.
It would be easier the other way around. But you're saying, like, no, they not only do they need to believe in God, they need to believe in your God.
Yeah. But at the same time, they could... I don't care about their level of religiosity, if that makes sense. Like, as long as they have a background, it is a word, I think. As long as they have a background and an identity, right? Then that's all. That's what matters to me. But I have friends who will be like, no, they need to be at least this level of religious. Or
all right, that's your choice. That's something that you could do.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm judging you for it, but that's I'm just telling you, like, that's something. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But would your parents be able to, like, would
no,
they would,
would.
If you were like the opposite, they'd be like, no. If you found, what happens if you found, I guess you've never found somebody who's like that. What happens if you found, like, the perfect girl?
I wouldn't do
who
it.
Just wasn't Jewish.
I know.
You say that now, but you, what happens if she's out there?
I don't think I do.
She's
it.
Out there listening.
No,
right
I'm
now.
Not. She, I don't want her.
Could I convert?
I mean, you could.
Do you think I would be able to get through the process and totally not have my heart into it?
No, I don't. Even though, like, least religious, I don't think you'd be able to get through the process because you'd have to learn some Hebrew and do some things. I don't think you would. I don't think you'd last.
How much money would you give me if I made it through?
How much money? Let me tell you, if we could get a video camera crew to, like, get you through that thing, I would pay.
If we got a documentary, it'd be called Becoming, you know, and then some Jewish word.
Yeah, Becoming Hasid.
Would I be able to keep my name, Robert Bacon?
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Or it'd be a Baconstein.
We would also give you a Hebrew name.
What would my Hebrew name be? Give me a Hebrew name right now.
Oh, boy. Well, close
What's a good Hebrew name? That's close to Robert. That's a religious name, right? Robert.
What about Rachmiel?
Yeah, that's me. Rachmiel Bacon?
Yeah, Rachmiel Bacon.
Is already in there.
Yeah, oh, that's pretty good. Rachmiel.
Rachmiel Bacon.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, what's up, Rachmiel? Yeah, it's me, Rock. You just call me Rock?
I think that means the Spirit of God.
That's about right. That has been Jew to Gentile. I am, of course, the Gentile Robert Bacon.
And I am the Jew Benjamin David Schwarzbull.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am the Gentile Rachmied?
Rachmiel.
Rachmiel Bacon. And as always, David has his sign-off, which is...
I'll say, well, to all our listeners, ge kaken af en yam, which means go shit in the sea.
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and you want to hear more, check out our website, trythispodcast.com, or you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you want to get a hold of us, email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. Go to my show in a couple weeks and go to the Facebook page to watch my video. All right, that's it. Make sure to join us next week. We'll have on a new comedian and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.